Hey guys, it's Mary Powers, and today I want to talk to you about your success in relationship to your consciousness. So understand something. Your success in life is determined by four things. It's determined by what you know, meaning what's your skill set. It's determined by what you believe. What are your thoughts? Conscious or unconscious? How you feel, meaning what emotions do you carry around this, again, conscious or unconscious, and your strategy to achieve your goals, meaning what actions are you ready to take? Or do you take actions? Understand that as a child, you learned how to operate in this world by observing your parents, observing the people around you, and you're most likely just watching and making deductions from what you see. For example, you see your friend's parents constantly hug their child and tell the child how much they love them. And then you look at your parents who don't do the same. And it's not that they don't love you. It's just maybe that's not their way of showing love. But in your mind, you think you must not be lovable or good enough or whatever emotions or thought patterns that come up for you. And you store these faulty beliefs in your subconscious, which is the submerged aspect of yourself, which makes it very difficult to understand what they are, what these beliefs are. And then life happens and you don't understand why you become triggered. You become triggered because you think that there's something wrong with you. You become angry, frustrated, or perhaps you get stuck in a pattern of not getting ahead. And these could be financial blocks, they can be relationship blocks, they can be a plethora of anything. And you find yourself falling into disempowering patterns that sabotage all that you want to achieve, all of your desires, and even the truth of who you are, because you have a belief that you're something when you're really not. Now, if we choose to look at this from a different perspective and understand that everything that happens to you happens for you. So you may think that something's crappy in life and you get angry by it, but then what you really need to do is you need to stop and think, and you need to think, what is this showing me? It's showing you that you're out of alignment, whether that's in your thinking or that's in your process. Right? And that's what we need to do. We need to reevaluate and course correct. Here's a better way of looking at it. So imagine that you are in the center of the universe, that life revolves around you. And if you look at everything that happens around you or to you as a consciousness, just merely a consciousness, how would that change things? How would you look at things differently? Or how would you react differently? Think about that. So if you saw that somebody was getting really pissy with you and you looked at it as a consciousness, meaning that you see that something is off because that person is off, but you don't react to it, how does that shift the way you perceive it? It's basically showing you that this thing is in your field of consciousness, right? It shows you where you have blocks or beliefs that constrict you if you react to that person. So when you start seeing these constructs and you look at it in a way to change your behaviors, your attitudes, and your thoughts, it helps you to get back on path. Here's a prime example. So when you see a beggar and it triggers you, or you suddenly start seeing a lot of beggars in your life, right, in your daily activities, and you're aware of them, because it's all about awareness, there's probably a part of you that's in lack consciousness, because what do beggars represent? They represent lack consciousness. And it could also possibly mean that you feel the need to beg for something, right? Because that's what beggars do, they beg. And it's a feeling of powerlessness, right? Because they're a victim to their circumstance. So where are you playing the victim to your circumstance? And again, when you become aware of these triggers, you need to become aware of what's going on inside of you. And you need to look inside and say, what am I thinking? What do I believe that's causing this consciousness to appear before me? And on the flip side, when you see people who are winning and you really identify with this whole idea around success, and you connect with that energy, then you are in alignment with that energy. And the more that you identify with it, the more that you attract it, and the more that you find yourself on path. But if you find yourself jealous, again, this is showing you a fear or block that's constricting you. Bottom line, don't get caught up in the drama around you. Rather, see it as a message that it holds for you. And when you get into a place of resistance, meaning you react in a way of anger or jealousy or whatever emotion that pops up, you essentially become glue for more of that to show up. Clear the beliefs, the thoughts, and the fears so that you can truly attract what you desire. I hope that helps you to understand how you could become more successful in life.